It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Man, we've been looking forward to this session. Robert Cray and High Rhythm Band is here. Robert Cray and Steve Jordan. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, Sky.
This, you two, as I understand it, originally met a while back. A while back. I've said that a few times today. When you were working on the Hail Hail Rock and Roll motion picture, the tribute to Chuck Berry. Is that the true story?
That's true.
Yep. Clapton had turned Keith on to Robert, and that's how the guitar players do. You know, they say, hey, check this guy out, and blah, 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 next thing you know. So we were listening to a lot of Robert, and cut to when we were putting the band together, I had turned Keith on to Joey Spampinato. I took Keith to the Bottom Line one night. I said, you got to see NRBQ. I know the bass player who has to be in the band. And so that was the first time we heard Joey, and we wanted some new, fresh energy, and everybody was like totally into Robert. So we needed a guitar player. It was like, okay, let's get Robert. So, and he was available.
I had met Eric before, so going into that scene, you know, was you know, I talked to Eric, and then everybody else was like, I'd known him for a long time. You know, because I know a lot of people through their music, but then again, everybody made you feel comfortable, so it was great.
Ah!
the new record. I'm sure when you were going into the studios, you went to the Royal Studios.
Right.
That's when it starts to all, like, become real.
It becomes real because that's the place that has that sound. The sound was created in there. And, you know, when I got the email from Steve, it's like, and like you said, your head goes there to what's going to happen when you get there. So you start dreaming, you start imagining yourself being there, and what are you going to do, you know? So
now yeah, and it, for us, the thing is, you know, okay, so you're making music. You know how the business has changed so drastically through the wild, wild west of the internet and streaming and, you know, people not making any money and all kinds of stuff, but you still love recording. So if you love recording and you know that you can't really make a living at recording, it's a very tough prospect. So, okay, so what do you do? Well, you want to make sure that if you do record and when you do record, that you do something that is really near and dear to you. I love working at Royal. When Robert and I first worked together, we were able to go down and do some horn sessions at Royal with the late, great Willie Mitchell, and who I become very close to. And I've been going to Royal for years and developed a really close relationship with the Mitchell family. And Robert's favorite singer is Ovi Wright. Mm. And we always talked about Ovi Wright, and, you know, and I know a lot of people love Ovi Wright. Kim Wilson is an Ovi Wright fanatic. I mean, there's, you know, several great singers that are Ovi Wright fans, and a lot of people don't know who Ovi Wright was. Well, who was in that band? Who played that band? High Rhythm. That's the band. So what do you do? This is like, you know, soul fantasy camp. Let's put Robert, who's a great singer, like one of my favorite singers, one of the best singers of our generation, in my opinion, and I don't think I'll get much of an argument from that, put him together with Ovi Wright's band. Wow, right? Like, that's a no-brainer, right? Boom. And then we'll make it the right way, and we'll get behind it because we know what it is. If we take it to someone else, they might not know what it is. And then they won't get behind it because they have no idea what they have.
Makes this country great. United, do you know what that means? Why you wanna go around from town to town, dousing us with gasoline? One never knows just how low someone might go. He called out the president, 'cause you didn't like his name. You had a fit, said he wasn't legit, made him show his birth certificate. You could be a hero, then maybe not. So if you go to war, you better make sure that you never get caught. One never knows just how low someone might go. Gonna fix this mess that you created? Why you wanna raise up the dead? If you're not a 10 or you're disabled, you just can't forget all that he said. Oh, if you wanna build a wall, build it around yourself. Then you can sit up in your tower, and we'll all have a toast to your health. One never knows just how low someone might go. Ooh, one never knows.
just how low someone might go.
You mentioned Bill Withers. You did write some originals,
right,
for the record, and then you had some inspired covers, including you picked a Bill Withers song. You played a Sir Mac Rice cover, Tony Joe White,
yeah,
another guy who the pocket was always
totally
part of.
Yeah,
for you, Robert, when you gathered together, you had that comfort zone with Steve. But then he assembles these legends, and you walk in, and you put the guitar on, and you step up to the mic, and you can only hope. You called it a dream.
Well, no, it was a dream. It's like when you walk into a room and you haven't played with the musicians that we were, fortunate to play with. You don't know what's going to happen. But even when we first got to the studio, just greeting one another, it's like, it's a love fest. It's what it is. You walk into the Royal Studios, you meet the family, you meet the Mitchell family, you meet all the musicians, and it's like, you're just arms are thrown around you, and you're hugged, and you're brought into like, oh, it's like you've been there a million times. It's just part of the family. Introducing songs to everybody, and Steve will tell you, but the way we wanted to play the music was to have it as a band instead of me,
directing.
You wanted to, so you we did it like that, and so an everybody organic. Everybody has input, and that makes it a lot better, and that's how it came about.
Difference in rain or sunshine with a broken heart. Who cares about winter or summer when your soul's torn apart? I don't care if the sun don't shine no more. I don't care if the world falls off the globe. Time of 30.
the picture I had hanging on the family tree. She took off the ring I bought and put it in the dresser drawer, and that's why I don't care if the sun don't shine no more. I don't care if the world falls off the gloom. Let's sing the song.
We invite everyone out, Canyon Club, July 28th. If you haven't already gone online and ordered the record, and I would advise you, you know, probably to get vinyl and to get a real record.
Yeah,
get a CD or a record.
Vinyl
would be a good choice on this one.
Vinyl is the choice.
Yeah.
It's Robert Cray and High Rhythm featuring, of course, Steve Jordan. We want to thank you guys. Thanks for coming out to KCSN.
Thank you again, Scott.